So again, what is for me in Spanish, for me?
Para mí.
Para mí.
And for you?
Para usted.
Para usted.
With you in Spanish is...
Con usted.
Con usted.
So, the word for with in Spanish is...
Con.
Con.
You'll be familiar with the word for with from its use in English in the food chili con carne, which literally is chili with meat. So, chili con carne, as we call it, and the con from the chili con carne is the with, as in with meat. So again, what is with you?
Con usted.
Con usted.
If you're wanting to get a room, you might want to know what it comes with. So, for instance, if it comes with a bath, or in Spanish, literally with bath. With bath in Spanish is...
Con baño.
Con baño.
How would you say, I would like a double room with bath?
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño.
The word for please in Spanish is...
Por favor.
Por favor.
Literally, for favor. So, how would you say, I would like a double room with bath, please?
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño, por favor.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño, por favor.
Again, what is the word for me?
Para mí.
Para mí.
And for you?
Para usted.
Para usted.
Now, as you may remember from earlier, there's more than one word for in Spanish. Para is used when you are saying who something is for. So it's for me, it's for you. That's what para is for. But we also have another word for, which is...
Por.
Por.
And that's used for how long something is for. For one night in Spanish is...
Por una noche.
Por una noche.
How do you think you'd say for two nights?
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
And again, for one night?
Por una noche.
Por una noche.
So how would you say, I would like a double room with bath for one night, please?
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por una noche, por favor.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por una noche, por favor.
Again, what was one night?
Una noche.
Una noche.
So just like in English, you don't have an S on the end of that because there's only one. But just as in English, when you change it and from one night to two nights, you add an S. The same happens in Spanish. So two nights would be...
Dos noches.
Dos noches.
So how would you say, I would like a double room with bath for two nights, please?
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por dos noches, por favor.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por dos noches, por favor.
If you were in a hotel or somewhere asking for a room, your response might be, I have a double room with bath. How would they say that?
Tengo una habitación doble con baño.
Tengo una habitación doble con baño.
So again, that is the word for I have when you are talking about something you possess or you really actually have it. It's different to the one that you use for the past tense where you say I have gone or I have prepared, and you're simply talking about something you have done in the past. You are not talking about what it is you have.